what we've been bringing to a head here was the fact that we've given you a lot of information and help in terms of figuring or looking at the coming events in the world. But that is a highly specialized thing, and you can become so absorbed with trying to figure out what's going to happen in the future that you miss the thing I'm talking to you about now. You miss the family connection between you and Christ. That's what it's all about. And you're just a member of His family. One of the things that you have as a member of His family is that you know who you are. You know your name. You know what it's all about, basically, in the sense that the essence of life is around Christ. And your place, who you are, is a member of the family of Christ. That's what it is. But there are a lot of people out there that haven't got the slightest idea who they are. And they look at various religious groups, and they say, well, everybody thinks they have a corner on the truth, and everybody's got some kooky notion about things. And they try to survey and say, well, maybe I should get into some kind of religion. And that's not going to solve anything. Well, they hook up with some club or society or whatever, and that's not going to solve anything. The only way you know who you are is that you have joined the family of Christ and you know you belong to Him. It doesn't have to be anything really all that special. When your kid goes off to school, pardon me, your young person goes off to school in the morning, and they come back in the afternoon after school, they don't have to ask, well, let's see, who am I going to be today? Or they don't have to say, what can I do today to prove that I'm a member of this family? They come home from school and they diddle around and maybe watch a TV program, eat a snack. They don't do much homework, I suppose. You know, they can drift around and run around the neighborhood. They do this and that. But they don't keep saying to themselves, am I really being a clatterhatch today? No. Whether they're good, bad, or indifferent, they're still a clatterhatch. They're still a clatterhatch when they sit in the classroom at school. They don't leave the house and say, well, I guess I'm not going to be a clatterhatch now for the next 6 hours. No, whatever you do, wherever you go, you belong to that family. And that's true as a Christian. You belong to the family of Christ. If it weren't that way, He should have told us. Religious groups have told us different. But the Bible doesn't tell us different than that. He shouldn't have said, if salvation were not free, He shouldn't have said it is. If salvation depended on what you did, He should have said that. There's much in the Bible that talks about the meaning of our relationship to Christ, but very little that says what we have to do to maintain that, you see, because there isn't that much to it. It's you take Christ in your heart and you have Him. It's like a birth into a family. It's a new birth. You're born into the family of Christ and you belong there. You may not always function well, but you still belong there. And He didn't say you can only stay in the family if you turn in a scorecard at the end of the month. To maintain your membership in the family, you've got to do this and this and this and this. So you do what the Lord tells you to do, and you don't rush around trying to do other things. Well, that's what it's all about.